Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. She's excited. She's excited today. This is your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. Thank you for being here with me. I really, really love all the new listeners that are finding me. Who knows how they're finding me? But Reality Spirituality has been a show that, I think it's almost 10 years. Yes. And I remember starting, and I remember I couldn't put together I couldn't put together 5 minutes, and now I can talk for an hour all by myself. The call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, the call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. And what is Reality Spirituality? Where is the show? It is a show that I share with my listeners, as many as are listening, how to experience more happiness on this journey we call life. How to experience more happiness. And usually when I ask people, hey, everyone's interested. Yeah, I want to be happier. Of course I want to be happier. Everybody raises their hand. But when you get down to how it happens, and what to practice, then sometimes those hands just kind of slink down. No, thank you. That's too much work. one of the behaviors that will add to your happiness. Let me just go back a little bit. The definition of happiness is, my definition of happiness is, to be at peace, to feel content, to move through this life with your shoulders down, regardless of what happens. Regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. In other words, the ability to be at peace all throughout life's ups and downs, all throughout life's bumps and baseball bats and roadblocks and whatever you want to say, but you're still at peace. So your emotions are not in control of that deep-rooted peace. That's what I'm talking about when I define happiness. And so happiness is the same as being at peace. And what I didn't discover, because I've been looking for happiness forever, happiness is a practice skill. And like any other skill, from the athletes, now we're doing the basketball playoffs, from the athletes to the musicians, to the actors, to the plumbers, to the gardeners, to the chefs, to the painters, it is a practice skill. And so what you practice determines how much happiness you experience. I hope that makes sense. And the more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily, moment-by-moment practice, the better results, just like any other skill. So the question that I ask my listeners, that I ask my audience is, are you ready to prioritize happiness over everything else in your life? And that question can only be answered by you. And the first part of the practice is gradually eliminating all the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. And the second part of the practice is cultivating, adding behaviors that have been proven and established to add to happiness. It's really very simple. The practice takes consciousness, takes self-awareness. It takes the individual out of the, you know, there's two voices, there's two entities. You know that talk, that self-talk that never, ever goes away. You know that critical voice, that voice that says you're not doing enough, you're not accomplishing enough, you are, whatever that critical voice says. There is a practice that you are witnessing that voice as opposed to identifying with it. And it all comes back to the programming that we all received at birth. You know, this week has been really active. I usually don't do too much. But as soon as I'm inspired, the week has been very active. And I've contacted a lot of different people from all over the world, two separate countries. But it sounds really cool, all over the world, two separate countries that I've had meetings with, and there has been a running theme with each person that I talk to, not only during the meetings, but there's been a running theme with people that I have personal contact with. And that running theme this week is being selfish, and how the judgment of someone that is selfish. But I'm going to get into that in a minute because I jump all over the place. I get so excited to start the show. I feel like I'm shot out of a cannon. And I wanted to sing to you this morning. I don't think I've ever sung to my audience, but here goes. Hold on. Sometimes I do this before my classes, my exercise classes. Hold on a second. Indulge me, please. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with sunshiny faces. And this is the way we start our Sunday, or whatever day this is for you while you're listening. Thank you. Woo! I've been wanting to do that for a while. So there you go. Back to the show. I've said this before, but since I get so many new listeners, I want to come back to this. There was a nurse that did a study. She was a hospice nurse, and she wrote an article about the five most common regrets of the dying. Isn't that interesting? So she's a nurse to these patients, these hospice patients, and they're going to be dead within weeks, if not months. And so she was a hospice nurse for years, and so she wrote down the five most common regrets of the dying. And I'm just going to read them to you because, not read them, but mention them to you because what is the most important? What does matter to somebody that is dying? Have you ever thought about that? Okay, so one of the five most regrets, and they're not in any kind of order. One of them says, "I wish I pursued my dreams and aspirations, and not the life others expected of me." The other regret of these patients of hers that were dying, "I wish I didn't work so hard." Number three, "I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind." Number four, "I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends." And number five that's listed, and again, they're not in any kind of order, I'm just listing them for you, I wish I let myself be happier. I don't know about you people, but this happiness, you know, I put it as number one. I mean, you have what? You have titles, you travel, your accomplishments, and there is a lack of happiness, there is a lack of peace. Really, what does that feel like? What is that? And so that's why my destiny and my purpose, well, is to find out, really, what is it? How could I be happier? I mean, I was on the same roller coaster you were on, up and down with emotions. Something would happen and I'd be miserable. Something bad would happen and I would be miserable, and something good would happen and I would be happy. So was there a way to be at peace throughout all of life's challenges? Whew. I say yes, and again, it is a practice. Today's show is really, it didn't come to me, but more than one person, I would say at least four people, have used this word in a conversation with me this week, and that word is being selfish. And one person was sharing with me that if she, okay, this is a cultural thing, so it was part of her culture, and this is her talking, and I'm, you know, paraphrasing. She said that one of the things in her culture, if she does not get married and have a family, then she's considered selfish. And it took me aback because there are so many reasons that people use that selfish, that pointing the finger and saying, yeah, you're selfish because A, B, C, or D. And again, if you want to chat with me, please just press the number one. The guest call-in number is area code 646-564-9619. And so she was telling me that because, oh, this is the topic. She said that she's in her late 20s, and she says she wasn't interested in getting married or having a family, but her culture, specifically her parents, you know, specifically her mom, expects her to get married. And if she doesn't get married, not only get married, but have children, and if she doesn't, she will be considered, she's heard, that is a selfish way to be. Now, it just threw me off because that is a programming in a you're selfish because A, B, and C, and D. Now, why would someone call someone else selfish? What, number one, we know it's a programming. We're programmed to believe what is selfish and what is not selfish. And we're going to get to that other term because the topic of today's show is selfish versus selfless. So why would we call someone selfish? And I contend, and this is going to be a show either you're going to, you know, seatbelts on or not, I contend that this selfish label has gotten a bad rap because selfish to me, and listen, we all have different definitions, and we all feel or have triggers or have a sense of what selfish means to you. So I get that. We are as different as our fingerprints, as I've said for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. So for me, I'm sharing with you what I feel this selfish means. And this selfish, why would somebody call someone selfish? Well, number one, right away, that is a judgment about someone else. And that is a judgment because of something that we've witnessed, or something that we view, or something that we look at and we say, well, this person is selfish. And I've even heard that, oh, geez, here we go, with this mask thing, with this global pandemic. Well, people that don't wear masks are selfish. I've even heard that. The label of selfish is so, runs so deep, whether you are pointing your finger at someone or you are putting that label on yourself. And when I say selfish has gotten a bad rap, I really mean that, because my perspective is, if I am not selfish, and for me, selfish is also means taking care of self. Selfish means for me taking care of self. And what does that look like? What does that feel like? Well, it looks like and feels like something different for different people. Different people. Now, but the question comes, are you taking care of self? And that's a question only you can answer. Are you taking care of self? And I contend that if you are not taking care of self first, how can you help? How can you serve? How can you bring anything? Scratch that last thing. How can you bring anything? But how can you give to others? And also, taking care of self is an example to others. When I say an example, I mean an example of I'm taking care of self. It is an embracing. It is, you're putting your arms around yourself. You know, at the end of the show, I say, be your best friend. It is putting your arms around self. It is taking care of, it is nurturing self. It is feeding self. This selfish is getting a bad rap. And listen, this young girl, when I was chatting with her, she does not, at least right now, let's say this, has no interest in either getting married or even having children at this moment. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in 5 years, but in this moment, but the problem is her issue was not being able to express that without feeling bad in that program of now you're selfish. And it is a program. Now, let me say something about these people that call other people selfish. Ooh-wee! If you, and this is my take on it, if you label someone selfish and you let them know, and you let them know that they're selfish, I contend that there is an element to trying to control them, because you want them to be different. If you label someone selfish and selfish has a negative spin on it, now if you're telling them selfish and say, hey, that's a good thing, then this argument goes right out the window. But if you're labeling someone selfish and there is a negative connotation and there is a negative vibe to it, I contend that there is something that you want that person to do. And when you want somebody else to do something, you want, and you're asking someone else to do something, if there is that you're trying to control them, you want something from them, you want them to change, you want them to have your approval. Hello, parents. You want them to have your approval. And what, you know, what child doesn't want, well, that's another programming, but the child, they want their parents to approve of them. They want their parents to think that that's enough, approve of them. And so when you label someone, especially a parent, label someone selfish, that means you want them to be different. And how dare you wanting someone else, and listen, you know what's funny is sometimes I have a lot of people in the queue and I start talking and these whether buttons are pushed or whether people need to do something else. I get a lot of people jumping off, jumping out of here. I'm not listening to this crap. I love it. Because that's another thing. You never take anything personally. You never take anything personally, what somebody does, what somebody says to you and about you. Doesn't matter. It's their issue. So let's get back to the selfishness. When you label someone selfish, you're wanting them to change, you're wanting them to be different, and you're thinking that being selfish is a bad thing. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to be a cheerleader for selfish people in the world, selfish people of the world, unite. Now, I'm not talking about, of course, there's so many gray areas. I'm not talking about the person, say you're at a buffet, because I can't even think of another example right now. You're at a buffet, and there are, you have a pile and pile of chicken wings, and you take all the chicken wings in the buffet. Well, that's a little different. That's not really what I'm talking about. Why the hell did I come up with chicken wings and a buffet? Huh? Because now that I think about it, if I'm going to eat all those chicken wings, they'll make more chicken wings. So that's a really bad example. But I digress. Won't be the first time I came up with a not good of an example. But listen, you follow what I'm saying. When you, especially if you're a parent, when you label someone selfish, number one, it's a judgment, and number two, it's a negative. It's an insult if it's used in a negative way, it's an insult, right? Somebody labeling me selfish or labeling me lazy or labeling me, which both of them I'm very proud of, labeling me, let's just use those two. The intent is to insult. The intent isn't to inspire and accept and uplift and embrace. The intent is to insult. The intent is to make someone feel bad. And with selfish, when you label someone selfish, especially if you're a parent, when you label your children selfish, then it is a perfect way of, what do they call it? It's a guilt thing. Making them feel guilty because now you're selfish. Now you're selfish. I don't want you to be selfish because I need something from you. You follow what I'm saying? I hope you're following what I'm saying. So with that selfish, let's look at the flip side. Selfish versus selfless. Now, let's see, because I looked up the definition of selfless before I started the show. Do I still have that definition? Hold on a second, audience. Definition of selfless. Definition of selfless. Concerned more with the needs and wishes of others than with one's own. Here we go. That's one definition. Is selfless a bad thing? Although helping others can benefit our health, happiness, and relationships, being too caring can sometimes have downsides. Now, the selfless, that word selfless, the word is the description. Less of self. Selfless. And I contend that these people who are selfless, and you know, listen, I'm talking the extreme. I'm talking the I can't say no. I'm talking the you before me. Because the show is the truth about happiness, I'm talking about what's going to bring more happiness to the individual, being selfish or being selfless. The people and this is a general statement, the people that are selfless, that are doing for others, I also call them PPs, people pleasers, you know, those people pleasers. And wearing that badge, wearing that label, wearing that people pleasing, all of the people pleasers that I know, and all the ones that even, oh, I'm a people pleaser, all of the people, I'm sorry, people pleasers, if you're listening. Sorry, not sorry. People pleasers, those people, yeah. Woo, yeah. I know. It's reality, spirituality, so I just have to spit it out. Because my heart, you know, I really don't. You know, I want to say this with as much softness as possible, but it's really not my style. The people pleasers, and especially if it's a program that you can't turn it on or off, if that is really, oh, I'm a people pleaser, that's part of your identity, are the most angry, resentful, feel not appreciated. When I say angry, it's really, at first it's a blaming other people because you're always giving, doing for them, doing, oh, I'm people pleaser, I'm the last one, I'm the last one in line, no, get in front of me, no, I'll be the last one in line, that constant, I'm not talking about once in a while, you know, I'm talking about a way of life, a way of living. People pleasers, that's their identity, that's who they are. Those are the people I'm talking about. Those people are so angry. Come on, people pleasers, you know that underneath it all. And the interesting thing about that is that anger starts to turn, is within, and that anger starts to turn on self. That anger, when I say anger, I'm trying to think of another word that would work, but it starts to turn. It's like the eating yourself. You're destroying, not destroying it a little bit. Well, I guess I could, destroying self. Selfish versus selfless. The selfish person, the mentality of taking care of, embracing, nurturing, honoring, standing tall in, self, loving, caring, is by far going to bring more happiness and more peace to someone's life than the selfless, to the point of, oh, yes, you first, I can't feel bad. One lady this week, this is a totally separate lady, she told me, she says, I was raised like that to do for others before myself. I was raised that way. And when I observe her in class, it's absolutely, I was raised to take care of others. I was raised to think of myself last. The programming and the world promotes, I know I'm generalizing, but I see this programming of being selfless is good and selfish is bad, and I'm here to say that is not true. And I wish I would have gotten to that point a little bit earlier in the show, but selfish is bad, selfless is good. And I'm here to turn it over and say the opposite is true, especially if it is a practice. Especially if it is becoming the selfless. You know, now listen. Nurturing self, taking care of self, loving, accepting, embracing self first is a practice that is going to bring you more peace. And sometimes, well, sometimes, a lot of times, especially because of the programming, it's very difficult to implement. I'm pausing only because I want to give an example of my own selfishness. And when I say being selfish, I'm talking about it because if I am selfish, then I get to experience more peace in my own life, in my own moments, while for me. Now, when I experience more peace, that is what I am giving as a gift, scratch the gift part, I am giving to others and to the world more peace. The being selfish is a good thing. Being selfish is a practice that is not taught. Being selfish, selfish also, self-love. Love of self. The selflessness, selfless, loving selfless, others more, and again, this is a general statement, because I know that there are times, I know there are circumstances where the selfless, listen, I get it. I totally get it. I'm trying to think of an example. One of the things I remember, one of my favorite movies, ooh, movie is Glory. And I remember at the end of the movie with Denzel Washington, wow, what a performance. Great actor. Don't know him as a person, but great actor. And at the end of the movie, it is so powerful that the soldiers put themselves on at the front. They marched into battle, and they were on the front line. Now, I hope this is a good example. They were on the front line, and they knew they were going to die first. They knew they were going to sacrifice first. They knew they were sacrificing first. I'll be the first to sacrifice. It's a very moving scene. Getting all choked up thinking about it right now. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, okay, now we're in battle, and listen, let these people die first. I'm going to be in the back of the line. And you know what? Let me scratch that too. Because if you want to be in the back of the line, if you want to be in the back of the group, if you want to be in the back of the troop, you do that too. You do what's best for you. I'm not gonna be mad at you. I'm not gonna be judging you. And see, that's the point. That's the point. With selfishness and selflessness, the bottom line is I practice accepting both. This show, what I wanted to share with you is the difference of, through what I think, if you are committed to wanting to experience more peace and more happiness, and which one is going to bring you more peace and more happiness, I contend it is the selfish behavior as opposed to the selfless. Let's see, looking at my notes. Okay. Again, selfish versus selfless. We all have to make our individual decisions. And you know, this, okay, so these selfless people, do they get awards? Yes, sometimes they're recognized, awards, Mother Teresa, yes, sacrifice their life for their work, yes, I totally get it. I totally get it. I'm talking about the individual, day by day, grind of this thing we call life. That's what I'm talking about here. And what adds to happiness and what subtracts from happiness, again, there are, the practice is to eliminate the behaviors that subtract, and I contend that not taking care of, not, you know, even when you're, okay, even when you're on an airplane, you know, they give you the instructions, and they say, if you're traveling with a child, put on your mask first. Then secure the mask of the little bambino, the little whippersnapper. That's the point I'm trying to make. And I probably could have just done it with 15 minutes or less, but that is the point that I'm making. The other point I'm making that this being selfish is getting a bad rap, and I'm here to campaign. If I have any cause that I'm going to stand for, is being selfish is a good thing. That's my cause. It's a good thing, and I'm going to shout it from the rooftops. Who's with me? Who's with me, my selfish army? Where is my selfish army? Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks for listening to today's show. Follow me on Twitter. You know, my website is coming along. It's coming along. Oh, it's going to be so, oh, I cannot wait. It looks looking pretty good. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington and LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can find a few videos on my YouTube channel. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime soon. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. Be selfish. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in every moment will reflect what you practice. Have a great week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good. Great.